Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load 'em up, boys.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joined now by a writer. More people read his stuff than anybody else in the gun culture because he's on the biggest website. He is the most read writer there. His name is Dean Weingarten. How you doing?
I am doing very well, Bill, and I'm glad to be here. It's always a pleasure to be on Lock and Low.
Likewise. Well, in recent days, anyway. So, Governor Abbott finally got around. He finally came to that part in the pile where it said, oh, yeah, constitutional carry. I knew I'd forgot something.
Well, you know, it is interesting because I've been, like, watching and waiting, and it's been, like, 3 weeks. And I say, when is he going to sign this thing? But now that he did it, I have to admit, he did it in style. And you'd expect a politician to want to get the most political capital he could out of signing this bill. And actually, it wasn't just constitutional carry. It was seven bills that strongly support and reinforce the Second Amendment in Texas. And I watched it. There's a video, and the article on Amoland is linked to the YouTube video showing Abbott at this signing ceremony. And it's fascinating to watch. It's about 15 minutes. I recommend people do watch it if they're at all interested.
Right.
Because you have the power hitters of the Texas Republican Party. You've got Governor Abbott. You've got Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. You've got Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, and they're all sitting at a table. You know, I don't know why, Ken Paxton? Who's the Attorney General.
Attorney General, maybe, yeah.
Maybe he's busy, and he is a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but I didn't see him there. They had a bunch of people from the legislature, and they had Wayne LaPierre up front, in one of the places of honor, you know, the table up front and all the other lesser stars in the firmament were in back of that. And at the table was Wayne LaPierre. Now, yeah, that's fine. You know, for some reason, they wanted Wayne to be there. And certainly the National Rifle Association was strongly in support of constitutional carry. Give them some credit there. But there are some other major players who pushed it and pushed it hard, including Gun Owners of America and the Texas Rifle Association. And, National Gun Owners or something like that. They're not quite as prominent. I am pretty sure that Texas Open Carry was there, but I can't say for certain.
You're talking about the National Association of Gun Rights?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah,
and you know, I wouldn't say they were as effective as the other organizations, from my view.
Yeah,
that's just an opinion.
Yeah,
but I didn't see anybody from GOA at this event, and I didn't see anybody from Texas Rifle Association. They may have been there. It was a pretty good sized crowd in the back, and I'm not super familiar with all their representatives by sight. But you know, having Wayne LaPierre up front at the table with the three bigwigs, you know, that was putting him up front. And, I mean, it gave him maybe a little more credit than I thought was warranted. But that shows they're strongly in support. And, you know, they made a big deal of it. And they did it up in style. We can say Texas style.
Sure.
And they did it at the Alamo. And, you know, I think go ahead.
Well, I mean, right now, as you point out, Louisiana's looming on the horizon. That's going to be right. State number 22. Now, when that happens, right, is that right? That would be the 22nd?
Well, you know, Governor Bel Edwards said he's going to veto it.
But do they have a veto-proof majority voting for it?
They have enough votes. Enough people voted for it in the legislature to override a veto.
Right.
But veto sessions are, you know, a little different animals, and a lot of Democrats or any party members are reluctant to override somebody in their own party. But, you know, there's a lot of intricacies in this particular situation, and I'm not willing to go on the record and say which way it's going to go.
Okay. Well, we'll stick with the 21 that are definite.
Right.
What does that do? And then you also mentioned there's 21 shall issue states where if you
right.
meet pretty basically if you meet the requirements to buy a gun, you're going to get a permit, right? That's what it boils down to. And now these states that have constitutional carry. Now I know, like with the states in my state with a permit, I don't have to go through a background check. I do have to fill out the 4473, but I don't have to go through a background check. And
the last time I checked, there's 25 states like that.
Now, all of these numbers are 21 states of constitutional carry, 21 states shall issue, 25 states that don't do background checks for concealed carry permits. What does that actually do to the statistics of what is real versus what the gun grabbers say?
Well, I think, and I have to give my friend John Lott considerable credit on that, because the statistics show is that people who legally carry guns are extraordinarily law-abiding. And if particularly ones that go to the trouble to get a permit, they're like 5 to 7 times more law-abiding than police officers.
Right.
In other words, if you take the population of police officers and you look at the population of the people who have carry permits, the population of police officers commit crimes roughly 5 times as often. So they're very, very law-abiding. And so it has changed the narrative in the public mind, and reasonably so, so that the mythology that has been put out for decades by these people who don't want the American people to be armed is just not holding up. Because you can look at cold, hard facts, and you see the claims they make about more guns, more crime, are just not true. They've never been true. And they rely on statistical sleight of hand. There's an old book, not that old, I think it's about 30, 40 years old, and it's taught in a lot of universities, and it's called How to Lie with Statistics. And I think that most of the people who want us disarmed have read that book and are following the suggestions in there, because they mostly rely on manipulations of the data that allow them to lie with statistics. And you just don't see that these measures that they want to put forward on making it harder for people to own guns, making it harder for people to use guns, making it harder for people to carry guns, they just don't reduce crime. They just don't. And they almost certainly, well, I've never seen any evidence to indicate that they actually reduce suicide either.
Hang on for me. We'll finish this on the other side coming up on the next break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Always as good as it gets. This is Lock and Load.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. Especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, We were just talking about Texas and a few other things. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I think there's a lot more to be said about this Texas situation.
Please do.
The fact that the Republican leadership wholeheartedly embraced this whole series of bills that covers a wide range of activities and actively protects them against federal government interference is a pretty big step.
You're talking about the Second Amendment sanctuary, right?
Yeah, well, there's several. I'll mention them, and we can talk about them individually as we go along. But there's Senate Bill 19 that protects companies, prohibits companies from discriminating against firearm entities or trade associations like gun shops or ranges or even the NRA. So if you are very, very woke and you say, we're not going to do any business with gun shops. Let's say you're a big bank association like, Bank of America or something. I'm not saying they've done that, but let's say they do. Well, then under this Texas law, when it goes into effect on the 1st of September, no Texas government authorities are going to be able to do any business with that company. So that's a significant protection. Then there's a bill that was something where hotels, if they didn't like people having guns, they could ban guests. Public accommodation, essentially. Essentially like, certain hotels were able to ban people on skin color, a while back. Well, if hotels got woke, they could ban people from having firearms in their room. And this bill prohibits that. Then there was a limitation. I mean, and this is a significant thing for a lot of people. People may laugh, but the Texas bill, when it was originally passed, it said that you had to carry a gun in a shoulder or belt holster. Well, there's different kinds of holsters than shoulder or belt holsters. A popular kind is in the pocket holster. And then there's waistband holsters that don't necessarily go on a belt. There are things like fanny packs. And so this bill removes the shoulder or belt requirement and just says holster. So Governor Abbott said he called it the holster choice bill, which I thought was appropriate. Then you have the bill that I've got a whole other article that's coming up on, House Bill 957. And that bill is the strongest bill I've seen in any state protecting the use of suppressors or silencers, depending on what you want to call it. In federal law, they're called silencers and have been since 1934. And it just makes no sense at all to put restrictions on the use of silencers. They're essentially a safety device to protect hearing. They're almost never used in crime. The federal statistics, there's about 2 million legal suppressors in the United States right now. Texas has the most suppressors of any one state. They've got over 400,000. So they've got, something like 20% of all the suppressors in the country. And I think I can tell you this, even though I haven't published it yet. I talked to the primary sponsor of that bill, and he owned a couple of suppressors. And he's Texas representative in the Texas House. And he was just flabbergasted, he hadn't known, about how much time and effort and rigmarole it takes to buy a simple piece of safety equipment. And he was so incensed by it that he put forward this bill. It was first put out in the last session and gained pretty good support, but it just didn't quite make it. And this session, he took it to the speaker, Dade Thielen. I'm going by memory. I'm not sure if it was the speaker or another prominent Texas representative. Maybe it was Senator Hughes. I'm not 100% sure. And they also had suppressors, and they just became enthusiastic about supporting this bill and getting it through. And it is very, very strong. It got, I think, about 80% of the votes in the House. But then in the Senate, the opposition ginned up some, I guess, just saying, well, it's Republican, we don't like it. And it passed on a party line vote, 18-13. But it not only removes all the prohibitions in Texas law against suppressors, but it forbids any Texas official, anyone, from aiding in the federal enforcement of suppressor law. And if, let's say, some city police department decides to help the federal government in a particular instance in enforcing federal law against suppressors, if that is proven to be the case, that department loses all Texas state aid for the next year. And it has a provision in there, that last one we'd call the anti-commandeering provision, and it's been repeatedly upheld by the Supreme Court. And then it has a provision to set up a test case on suppressors for the huge overuse of the Interstate Commerce Clause that exists in federal jurisprudence today. Essentially, interstate commerce has come to mean, in federal jurisprudence, commerce. It now means almost anything, virtually everything. And if the federal government has the authority to regulate everything, then why would you put in an interstate commerce clause? You'd just say commerce. So interstate commerce cannot mean everything. I think the last thing...
I tell you what, hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the next break. We'll finish this up when we get to the other side. Dean has written nearly 1,800 articles that are all sitting in one spot, waiting for you to go check them out. This one spot is AmmoLand.com. Just go to all contributors, look to the middle left there, you will find him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Catholic bishops agreed to prepare a document that would lay out conditions under which Catholic politicians who support abortion rights, including President Biden, may be denied communion. The measure drawing objections from the Vatican and Pope Francis's strongest allies among the U.S. bishops. President Biden's reaction to the news?
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going to happen.
The document will be up for debate, subject to amendments, and will be voted on at the group's next meeting in November. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are moving ashore along the Gulf Coast as the region braces for a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center saying tropical storm conditions are reaching the Gulf Coast from Intercoastal City, Louisiana to Mobile, Alabama. Flash flood watches are up for portions of southeast Louisiana, all the way through Mississippi, southern Alabama, and reaching metro Atlanta. USA Radio News. President Biden's national security advisor continues to raise alarm bells over data that China has provided to the WHO regarding the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. As lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are requesting information regarding the origins of the pandemic, Jake Sullivan tells CBS This Morning, "We need China to cooperate."
Ultimately, we need access, and the international community needs access to China to be able to get that initial data that will tell us the most about where this virus came from.
It seems the ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas terrorists last month doesn't cover incendiary balloons and airstrikes. The Palestinian militant group launched the balloons over Israel 3 days in a row, and the Israeli military responded with airstrikes Wednesday and Thursday. The helium-filled balloons are used to set fires to farmland and brush surrounding Gaza. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantis Holster. com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. He's been talking about the other things that got signed into law in Texas that goes beyond constitutional carry. And would you like to continue with that, sir?
Yes, I would. We were talking particularly about House Bill 957, which removes all the state prohibitions on suppressors and also makes it very difficult for the federal government to prosecute suppressor cases in Texas. And, in fact, there are very few in general. Suppressors are used so seldom in crime that there's only about 30 cases in the entire United States in any one year. And in Texas, in the last 5 years, when I was doing a search on how often the suppressor laws are enforced, how often people are prosecuted, I was only able to find one case in Texas in the last 5 years. And that was when a person who didn't have really any serious criminal record, but he had a long history of mental problems, was driving around with a suppressor on an AR-15 and a bulletproof vest and a bunch of other stuff, and he had a note in his car saying white school shooter, and basically the people stopped him. He had no license plate on the car. That's often a giveaway that there's some problem, you know, and the police stopped him, and then all this other stuff was in there, and he claimed to be with the security company and all that. Now, I suspect that all of these charges will eventually may go away under incompetent ruling. We'll see. But he had a lot of mental problems. And that was the only case I could find in 5 years in Texas. So it's not a strong, it's not a big problem. Well, the big problem is that people get their hearing destroyed because they're, by bureaucratic nonsense, are denied the use of these relatively simple and effective safety devices. But what Texas did, and this is in the test case I was talking about, the Interstate Commerce Clause, and that interstate commerce can't be everything. And Texas, in this law, set it up, and I'm figuring there's probably one or several people that are already lined up for this text case, for this test case on 1 September. But they said that if someone complains to the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, and says that they're going to make a suppressor in Texas, and it's going to stay in Texas, but they're afraid the federal government will come after them, then Paxton is required, he shall, by this law, draft litigation to go to a federal district court in Texas and to work to get that court to give a ruling that the Texas legislation is constitutional, which would negate that part of the National Firearms Act in Texas. So that's a really big deal. We had something very similar to it in the middle 90s with the Lopez decision about people carrying near a school, and the Supreme Court ruled that that was not constitutional because it didn't involve interstate commerce. But then after a lot of pressure, they essentially reversed themselves in a case called Raich, R-A-I-C-H. In that case, Scalia, and I was very surprised at this, went along with the majority and said that somebody growing marijuana in their own home for their own use, and certainly not for the commercial market because at the time it wasn't legal, that that was interstate commerce and could be regulated by the federal government. Well, under that standard, there's very, very little that would not be regulated by the federal government. I mean, how could you say that, you know, if somebody gets married, well, that affects interstate commerce because married people buy things differently than single people. I mean, it's an absurd standard, and hopefully a test case under this bill will wake up the Supreme Court and have them rule that interstate commerce is not all commerce. And then there's a couple more. There's House Bill 1500. And that declares that firearms and ammunition are essential products, and you cannot forbid people from buying them or having them during an emergency. You know, that's a good piece of legislation. And then, as you mentioned earlier, the Second Amendment sanctuary state, which extends what we were talking about, suppressors. It's not exactly the same wording. It's different. And it basically says that any federal regulations that regulate firearms, accessories, or ammunition that are not in state law are not going to be enforced by Texas personnel. Now, this is, again, the no common deary thing. If the federal government wants to enforce those laws, it has to do it without the help of Texas authorities. So this is just an incredible year for protecting Second Amendment rights in Texas, and I was impressed that all the leadership of the Texas Republicans basically got on board and enthusiastically took credit for passing this bill. So that has not been the case in Texas in the last decade. We've repeatedly seen where powerful, influential Republican leaders, especially in the House, would behind the scenes do everything they could to thwart and prevent strong Second Amendment protecting legislation from going through. And this is a significant change, and you can say that a whole lot of it is because Second Amendment supporters in Texas organized and cooperated and put a lot of pressure on their representatives and they primaried some of those that were stopping progress. And now the Texas Republican Party and nearly all Texas elected Republicans are fully on board. But it's the power of the grassroots that did it, with strong lobbying efforts by Gun Owners of America, the National Rifle Association, Texas Rifle Association. And that was another thing that happened this year, is those three organizations at least, and there may be more, all agreed to pretty much cooperate with each other. I mean, they maybe have had their particular flavors that they were pushing at a little harder, but they actually had some coordination and cooperation instead of ignoring or dismissing the other organizations. And I think that was one of the reasons this year was so successful.
Well, when we get back, I saw the other day, you know, Missouri just passed a Second Amendment sanctuary law.
Correct.
As well. And I saw the other day where, and I want to talk to you about this in the next segment, but I saw the other day where Joe Biden got out there and he's out there saying, you know, you guys are going to enforce all federal gun laws. And I want to discuss the Achilles heel with that with you, just to get your opinion on it and see.
Yeah,
see
if, that sounds good.
So you can find Dean's stuff, nearly 1,800 articles, at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about Texas and how Texas finally pulled the trigger, figuratively and literally, on a constitutional carry, among other things. And Joe Biden has come out, and he's very upset that people are out there saying they're not going to do this there, Dean. But hasn't the Supreme Court held, based upon sanctuary cities, which that's a leftist Democrat kind of thing, haven't they held that the feds cannot coerce a state government into upholding a federal regime of law or any sort of federal statutes or anything if they don't want to?
Right. It's called the anti-commandeering doctrine. And it's been upheld over a long history at the Supreme Court. I remember a modern case that was in the 90s when the Brady Law, you know, mandating this instant check system went into effect. Originally, the law had a part of it that mandated that local officials would be involved in the check. And a sheriff in Arizona, Sheriff Mack, said, no, you cannot order me, the federal government cannot order me to do stuff for you. I'm not a federal employee. I'm an independent law enforcement agency that was elected by the voters in my county, and you can't force me to do this. And he took it to court, and then some other sheriffs joined in, and eventually it came out. It's in the history books, as I think, as Prince, P-R-N-Z-E, versus the U.S. or U.S. v. Prince.
Right.
And it clarified and reinforced the anti-commandeering doctrine, that the federal government cannot force state employees or state officials to follow federal law and enforce federal law. Now, they can do they can use the power of the purse. They can say, we're going to give you some money, and if you accept the money, you have to accept the strings that go with the money, and you have to do stuff that we tell you to if you're going to take the money. But that's considerably different than just saying you must do this.
Right.
And so far, I don't know of any strings that go with these federal gun laws. And so I think Missouri is absolutely correct.
Well, all the states are. Now, the other thing is they've done this twice, too. Now, other states, you know, there's states that have gotten out there and legalized marijuana.
Yes.
Which is still, so now twice, states have said, but they basically nullified federal law. And I think this is going to be sort of an issue for them. What do you think?
Yes, I think so. I mean, they just don't have the employees to do it. And look at it. I was looking at it. Let's just go to the Texas law a little bit to try and consider it. Now, Missouri law is a little different. But let's say you have a suppressor in Texas and you're at a range. Well, what somebody suspects that you might have that illegally, what are they going to do? I mean, I guess they could go up to you and say, do you have a tax stamp for that? You know, under federal law. But, you know, if you're smart, you'll just say, none of your business. Or you might just say yes, no matter what the case is. But are they going to call up the local 911 line and say, hey, this guy has got a suppressor. I think it's illegal under federal law. Well, the local 911 operators in Texas, under no commandeering, will just be able to tell them, it's not illegal. Stop bothering us. So some federal agency would have to get involved. And, you know, there's no 911 agent call line for federal government agencies. And mostly they work because some local government agency contacted them or cooperated with them, or they're on a task force. And that isn't going to happen in Texas or in Missouri now with the anti-commandeering law. And they've got teeth in this anti-commandeering law in Missouri, too. They charge like $50,000 fines if you cooperate with the federal government on things that go beyond Missouri law. Now, I should clarify that Missouri has a separate state law that bans the use of suppressors. So, you know, you don't want to be taking that suppressor from Texas into Missouri. And the Texas law specifically says the suppressor has to stay in Texas. And I don't suggest that anybody make their own suppressor and then go online and start bragging about, I made this suppressor in Texas, and there's nothing that nobody can do to me. Well, right. Except that some federal agency is watching that, and they might say, let's make an example out of this person. So that's not a smart thing to do. No. But if you're reasonably cautious and you're not doing crimes with suppressors in Texas, how does the federal law get enforced? It might be enforced if you're trying to import suppressor parts from out of the country or something. That might happen. There have been a couple recent cases where people, customs agents, would inspect packages and say, well, we think this is an illegal suppressor. Let's do a controlled delivery to the person that ordered it, and then we'll charge them with illegal importation. I haven't seen anyone convicted yet. There was one case in the Northeast where the person was charged, but then the judge said, but it's not a suppressor under the law. It's a solvent trap, and they dropped the charges. And then there's a current case I've been watching where a Air Force a member is charged with illegal importation in New Mexico, and that's been dragging on for a year. And so that case, because it was on a military reservation and the commander gave permission for a search, it doesn't really fit most of the people in the country. And, you know, military base was federal to start with, so they have a lot more leeway there than right. They would over most people. And this is spreading. There's several other states. It's not just Texas and Missouri. I think Montana has a law. I think Arizona just passed a law.
South Carolina did.
Yeah, so we have a number of states that are just saying, we will not enforce what we believe are unconstitutional laws. And I think there's greater validity to these laws involving firearms and the Second Amendment than there are, say, marijuana laws. But I have a trade that I'd offer up in the Congress to, in order to get something done in the spirit of bipartisanship. I think that we should do away with all the federal marijuana laws and all the National Firearms Act laws. Or if we want to, we'll just take suppressors, silencers, and short-barreled rifles and shotguns out of the NFA in return for making marijuana legal across the nation. I think pass those as a package deal. I think Senator Rand Paul would be in favor of that. Maybe we could get him to introduce the act called the Grand Compromise of 2021. And that would be, I think, good for everybody.
Well, we're about to run out of time on that note. So I'm presuming you'll be with me Wednesday, yeah?
I intend to, and there's a lot of interesting things going on. I am sure we'll have much to talk about.
I am sure you are right about that. And for those of you that are interested in this article he wrote about Texas, you can find this at ammoland.com. And, I mean, that and nearly 1,800 other articles that he's written, that's all waiting for you right there. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. Back again on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.